This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is finally 15 minutes to 9 on the Weekend Breakfast Show here on MUT Radio, shaping on the future. Remember to stay connected to us, share your views on WhatsApp based on the topic name on 068-160-8832 or give us a call on 031-907-7194. On Facebook, TikTok and Instagram, it's MUT Radio. You can also download our app on Google Play Store or on Apple Play. So guys, I finally got a hold of Udaliano, the woman of the day today, the woman of the show. It's all about her because today it is International Women's Day, of course. Sis, how are you?
Hi, hello, how are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
How was your night? Maybe abagak boozy, so I want to be the first one to ask QET, how did you sleep?
To ask what? Sorry, I can't hear properly.
Okay, so we're going to jump straight to the interview, Nem?
Okay,
so
all right.
Can you please tell us more about yourself? Like, how did you come about being an artist? When was your breakthrough in J? All that stuff.
Oh, okay. So, Daliano is a singer, songwriter, and guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing at a very young age at church because my parents were pastors.
Oh,
you know, I grew up in a Christian family.
Yeah,
no, PK.
It's very
you know, and they would.
You have to be an example, a good example all the time.
Exactly, you know. And I was that kid, sister, Chabeleng is going to sing for us. So, you know, I started singing at a very young age in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Which was a confidence booster. It helped.
Yes.
It helps.
Of course.
So your music explores themes of love, sensuality, and self-discovery, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about what drives your interest in these topics?
First of all, first and foremost, I'm a lover girl. I love love. You know, I'm that girl.
I don't judge you. Same, same.
Yes. And then, I love to love myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in the journey of self-discovery and self-love, and I feel like in my music, I literally just go there.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I have to write a song, I just go there.
It comes naturally.
Like, yeah, loving yourself and embracing yourself and being kind to yourself, being soft,
mm-hmm.
you know, very affirmative. Yeah.
Like I did say at the beginning of the show, Uti, I am such a soft girly, guys. Because I'm a marshmallow. Because how? Jehovah.
Exactly. And you must be soft on yourself.
Yes, you have to be. You don't have to be strong all the time. Nago muscle man, like girly, calm down. So you were crowned Homecoming Event Artist on the Rise 2021.
Yes.
What did that experience mean to you, and how did it impact your career?
So that stemmed my talent.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it was very challenging for me after I had won, not before, because I just went there as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about the competition,
mm-hmm.
and how big it was. So I won, but after winning,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't know
where
to take myself and how to use whatever it is, resources that I had won,
uh-huh.
because I knew nothing about music business.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am as an independent artist.
It's giving.
Knowing absolutely nothing. I didn't even have a team.
Mm. It's giving small girl, big god. Nah.
Yeah.
So your debut EP is set to release in March. And Mekbuga, it's March now, right?
Yes. We shifted the date because, we are so late.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
So what can we, Ngeibala and I'm including myself, what can we as the listeners expect from this project?
From the EP.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect more love songs, of course, and just the sound, neo-soul type of sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still soft and very sensual and very... you know how Emoyeni sounds. I think Emoyeni was the right song to just sort of stamp who Dalianu is and my sound. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, from the song, you can expect more other songs that sound like that. But most important is different languages. There's also songs in Sesotho. Mm-hmm. There's a song in Xhosa as well. So mm-hmm. I'm mixing South African languages that I know how to, you know, speak mm-hmm. at least. Yeah.
Gigi, at this point, I have to learn those languages because, girl, I'm a fan.
Thank you. I'm so glad.
So as today is International Women's Day, what advice mm-hmm. would you give young women who aspire to pursue careers in music?
My advice would be, especially if you're an independent artist, would be to learn the music business mm-hmm. And also use these AI tools. There's ChatGPT, right? Mm-hmm. As an AI, go there, ask questions, especially about your career, about your image as an artist, the type of image you want to put out there. Just go and prompt the AI and ask questions, uh-huh. anything about business, about how you can, release your music as an independent mm-hmm. artist. It will give you everything.
So basically, they have to educate themselves based on what they want to do.
Definitely.
Okay.
Based on their interests or what they want to look like as artists.
Okay, so please give us your social handles. I want to follow you. We want to follow you. We want to be here. Emva kwakho.
Yeah.
To you. Okay.
Okay, so on Instagram and Facebook is Dalianu mm-hmm. _ FA. So it's DARLI. ANOH. So it's mm-hmm. Dalianu with an H at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then on TikTok, it's just Dalianu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. It was lovely having you over. And be like, can you please repeat that again?
Definitely. I feel like we have a lot to talk about.
We definitely do. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day as well.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.